Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Blaze Your Own Trail podcast. My name is Jordan Mendoza. I'm your host, and today I'm excited for part two of the series, What Does a Sales Coach Do? And the next topic today, I alluded to it in the previous episode. If you haven't checked out part one, make sure that you stop listening now and go back and listen to part one. Some good information there. But for part two, I did allude to it last episode. We were going to start talking about confidence because if you're not confident, it doesn't matter what you're selling. Most people are not going to be buying. Confidence is key in sales, and a lot of people's confidence doesn't just come from them, you know, being nervous or scared. A lot of it has to do with other factors that are probably have nothing to do with the product at all. So what I want to do is talk about some of those things. You know, they're typically limiting beliefs. You know, maybe, you know, you believe in your head that no one's going to want the product or service, or a bunch of no's compounded and they really started to have your confidence take a tank, which, you know, I've experienced. It could also be that someone said something that maybe shifted your mindset into a negative direction, to a positive direction. So there's a lot of things that could make your confidence start to decline. But the good news is, with a sales coach, part of their job is to help you get more confident. And sometimes what I see in my clients is that initially looks like borrowed confidence, where they literally borrow the confidence that I have for them, for themselves, and put it on as confidence. And sometimes that's just where you need to start. But what happens is, over time, is that borrowed confidence starts to turn into real confidence. And then, you know, when you look back 30 days prior and you say, wow, my closing ratio is up, people are actually saying yes now. I believe in myself more. I believe in my product more. That's really where the magic starts to happen. And there's a number of things that we do to help get you there, but it's not a one-size-fits-all approach. You know, everybody has, you know, different situations. Everybody has different circumstances. Everybody has different things or seasons that they're walking through. And so it's not one of those things where you can just say, hey, yes, in X amount of days, your problems are going to be solved. No. If anybody tells you that, then they obviously probably haven't met you or don't know your circumstances or your experiences, because I've actually seen it be a lot quicker. And then I've also seen it take a lot longer. And so that's why I say it is a customized approach. And so when I'm working with clients, I truly need to learn all about what's happening so that I can build the best and most clear roadmap for my client. And how do we get them to success? And confidence is one of those pieces. Systems and processes, like we talked about in the last episode, are one of those pieces. And there's a number of things that a sales coach helps you really install. Some of the installation is when you're within yourself. Some of the installation is within softwares and tools. Some of it is within, you know, on the confidence end. So it's really cool when you can have somebody that not only is there to help point you in the right direction and lead you towards what your goals are, but someone that is in the trenches with you, that is helping you day in and day out reach and attain your goals and make sure that you're on track for your progress. Because every client that I have is literally different, different verticals, different goals, different revenue levels. And what I love about that is that I get to really see how every type of client thinks. And so they might be in real estate. And, you know, when it comes to real estate, if you're selling very high numbers from a transaction standpoint, then you don't need 1,000 sales a year. You know, you could do 50 to 60 and be in the top 200 probably in your company by doing that. Now, are there clients that say, hey, you know what, I do want to get there, but I want to even push a little further. And I love that as well, because that's a challenge. And that means that there's going to have to be more visibility. They're going to have to put out more content, communicate more to their audience, not less. And that is fun because everything that I teach from a sales standpoint, it's all organic. So I'm teaching my clients how they can sell organically without having to invest money on paid ads. And that is what I really, really enjoy. So I hope this episode has brought you a little bit of value into seeing how a sales coach can help you with confidence. And if confidence is something that you're struggling with, believe me, I've been there. I've, you know, wanted to quit, wanted to give up, wanted to throw in the towel. But for some reason, I kept plugging away and kept going, and things did get better. And I would love to help collapse the timeline for you. If confidence is something that you say, you know what, Jordan, that is something I really, really struggle with, and I need help. If you do, reach out. There'll be some information in the show notes of how you can actually book some time with me, 30 minutes, and see if we're the right fit to work together. It's not always the right fit, but that's okay. I'll definitely resource you, give you as much info as I can. And I hope that this episode does truly add value to your day. Take care.